Two by two, Mary and Elizabeth have entered the chat. They are partners in pregnancy and in the ministry of motherhood because no one can birth a new world alone. Because we all need someone to hold our hand and dab our sweaty brow as we push out new life forms. Their bellies are full of what can happen when you believe in the kingdom that is coming, though seeded in barren and untouched land. John and Jesus, their children, will walk together. But we've got to get ready. Everyone fall in line. I know we all want to be first in line. We all aim to cross the finish line first because the winner takes all, but walk together, children. Yes, we are told that life is about rank and ladder rungs. This is why we want to be number one, to come out on top and on the top of the heap and name the winner of the crab barrel battles. So we push and shove, scratch and claw, shake hands and wink. While the Spirit is tying an umbilical cord to Mary and Elizabeth, we pull strings while not realizing we are all puppets because we are all tied to one another for one reason or another so that we can have pull or influence. We want to be in charge and take the lead so that everyone falls in line behind us. But that's not the way, children. No, I'm not in charge. I am only Reverend Starlette Thomas, director of the Raceless Gospel Initiative at Good Faith Media and host of the Raceless Gospel Podcast. The Advent season is here, and we're proclaiming your kingdom come. It's a 4-episode Advent podcast series from us at Good Faith Media, and you're listening to episode 4, Walk Together, Children. Listen to the angel Gabriel. Instead of trying to work an angle or the room, because who we answer to tells us who we look to for answers. And in Mary's world, the Spirit rules and rests upon her. The angel's words become flesh in her. Let it be with me according to your word. Still, we continue with our contests of power because we humans will compete over anything. The Guinness Book of World Records is proof of this. From the most sausages produced in 1 minute, to the most Rubik's Cubes solved one-handed while treading water in 1 hour, to the world's oldest professional club DJ, Sumi Rock, at 83 years and 6 months old, we have a winner. But have we lost our place? Because Mary and Elizabeth are in lockstep and they are not gossiping and giggling about their trophy babies. Instead, these holy women are discussing the crumbling of kingdoms and the end of dueling relationships. They are conspiring with the divine, not for bigger and better or to be large and in charge, but to make room for a baby. And the conversation doesn't happen within earshot of the patriarchy. No, they are being asked to carry babies that will call us to prepare the way and then to gather around, to kneel down, not in submission to iron fists, but the most vulnerable among us, to bring gifts and the sweetest words mixed in with coos and kisses. It is an invitation to speak just above a whisper, to carry what is tender and fragile, to rock the future back and forth until the baby's screams turn to sweet dreams of a kingdom coming. We look at the baby's face and see the mother's eyes and the father's nose and the elder's spirit and remember what it was to be new creatures. Babies don't lift a finger, and still everyone is wrapped around their finger. Let this single digit call us back to each other through their codependency, their vulnerability, their tears, laughter, and the basic need to be loved unconditionally. It is a kingdom brought near because of these two women, Mary and Elizabeth, and a reminder that this fellowship of believers is a household of faith and thus a family. So grab your sibling's hand and two by two, let's walk together, children. Your kingdom come. May you have eyes to see that we are all God's children. Merry Christmas from all of us at Good Faith Media, and thank you for listening.